edu.
Support for KRVS comes from Taylor Davis of Northwestern Mutual. Partnerships like this make our community a better place to live and work. Taylor Davis of Northwestern Mutual is proud to support the work of KRVS. More information on the financial services offered by Taylor Davis and Northwestern Mutual are found by email at taylor.davis@nm.com. That's taylor.davis@nm.com.
Support comes from the Vermilionville Museum and Folklife Park, open Tuesday through Sunday from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Vermilionville also serves award-winning, authentic local cuisine at its restaurant from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Vermilionville is located at 300 Fisher Road near the Lafayette Airport. The phone number is 337-233-4077. More information on their Facebook page and vermilionville.org.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. The U.S. women's national soccer team has advanced to the semifinals of the Olympic tournament. The Americans won a tight contest against the Netherlands on penalty kicks. NPR's Tom Goldman reports from Tokyo.
In a Yokohama stadium silent and empty due to the pandemic, the U.S. and Netherlands played the kind of tough, grinding match that would have had fans cheering throughout. The world number one ranked Americans led at halftime 2-1. Fourth ranked Netherlands scored early in the second half, and the score stayed tied through 30 minutes of extra time, forcing penalty kicks. U.S. goalkeeper Alyssa Nair was brilliant, blocking two kicks by the Dutch, while the Americans converted their first four attempts. Star Megan Rapinoe kicked the clincher and turned to face her teammates, smiling with arms crossed. The U.S. now moves on to the semifinals against Canada on Monday. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Tokyo.
Broadway audiences will have to show proof of vaccination and be required to wear facial coverings when shows begin to reopen next month. The Metropolitan Opera and Carnegie Hall are taking protocols a step further. The two venues will also require proof of vaccination, but will also ban children under the age of 12 who are not yet eligible to be vaccinated. Broadway has been shuttered since the outset of the pandemic. Texas Governor Greg Abbott has issued new emergency orders reinforcing a ban on mask mandates issued by cities and school districts. Texas Public Radio's Joey Palacios reports the order comes as coronavirus cases and hospitalizations skyrocket in Texas amid the spread of the highly contagious Delta variant.
In a statement, Governor Greg Abbott claimed Texans have mastered COVID-19 safety practices and said they have the right to make decisions for themselves on masks and vaccination without government mandates. San Antonio Mayor Ron Nirenberg and county leaders had appealed to Abbott earlier this week, asking for more authority on masks, especially in schools. Nirenberg says Abbott has taken away the tools to mitigate the emergency.
The governor has shown a callous disregard for life and safety in defiance of clear medical guidance, and he's risking the safety of our children and the recovery of our economy.
Approximately 43% of all Texas residents are fully vaccinated. I'm Joey Palacios in San Antonio.
The United Nations says its main compound in western Afghanistan has been attacked by anti-government elements. At least one Afghan police guard was killed and several other officers were injured. The UN says fighting broke out today between the Taliban and government forces in an area near the facility. This is NPR. Israeli spyware company NSO Group says it's temporarily blocked several government agencies from using its technology. A company employee tells NPR that it's investigating possible misuse of the technology following reports of surveillance targeting journalists and human rights activists. NPR's Daniel Estrin reports from Jerusalem.
A consortium of media outlets reported this month NSO spyware was linked to phone hacking and potential surveillance targeting journalists, human rights activists, and heads of state. Now the spyware company is acknowledging it suspended some clients' access to its technology in the wake of those media reports. NSO has been under global scrutiny due to the reports. The Israeli government also faces pressure since it regulates the sale of spyware to other countries. An NSO employee spoke to NPR on condition of anonymity. because company policy states it, quote, will no longer be responding to media inquiries on this matter. It calls the reports a vicious and slanderous campaign. Daniel Estrin, NPR News, Jerusalem.
A series of large tornadoes touched down last night in parts of suburban Philadelphia. Officials in Bensalem Township say the twisters ripped through a car dealership and several neighborhoods. Public Safety Director Fred Horan.
We are working with the Red Cross. We're using the Chamonix Mall as an evacuation center for people to come to get them housing temporarily until we can get them back into their homes.
At least five people suffered injuries. I'm Windsor Johnston, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include iDrive with Remote PC, providing remote access to PCs, Macs, and servers from anywhere, assisting those working from home, and also enabling remote assistance for customers at remotepc.com.
It's 6 minutes after the hour of 10 a.m. You are tuned into the Blues Box here on KRVS. We have blues for the next 3 hours, at which time we hope you stay tuned at 1 o'clock for American Roots with Nick Spitzer. And after Nick, stay tuned at 3 p.m. for Roger Cash and Freetown Radio. We start off this hour with a real blues classic from B.B. King. This one he put on the charts. It spent 17 weeks there, including 5 weeks at the number one slot. And this was back in 1951. Interesting recording. It was recorded at in a makeshift studio at the YMCA in Memphis, Tennessee. And it took B.B. King from a Memphis audience to a national and ultimately international audience. B.B. King with 3 o'clock blues.
Now here it is, 3 o'clock in the morning. Can't even close my eyes. Well, I can't find my baby. Lord, and I can't be satisfied. Lord, I've looked around me. Well, my baby can't be found. Come out, baby.
Iona Greenleaf from 2011 and from her disc, Trying to Hold On. That was a number called I Got a Notion to Leave on that particular track. Anson Funderburg was playing lead guitar, Iona Greenleaf from Houston, Texas. Before we heard Diana, we heard B.B. King, who opened up the second hour of the Blues Box this morning for us here on KRVS with his early 50s rendition of the blues classic 3 O'Clock Blues. Again, that was a major hit for B.B. King and put him on the national stage. Although, interestingly enough, it wasn't first recorded by B.B. King. It was first recorded by Lowell Fulson back in 1946 and not released until 48. Lowell Fulson's version of it got to number 6 on the R&B charts back around 1948 or so. Lowell Fulson was from Oklahoma originally. His parents were Native American and also African American. And in the late 40s, he ended up moving out to the West Coast and helped sort of form that West Coast sound of blues with fairly good-sized bands, that sort of thing. Here is Lowell Fulson coming up next year on the Blues Box. Here he is with a number called Blues Around Midnight.
I'll be down here in Texas just to see you tomorrow night.
Manish Boys from one of their many releases, this compact disc called Big Plans, and it came out back in 2007. On this particular track, Kirk Fletcher on guitar, Finus Tasby on vocals. That was a number called Border Town Blues, a number written and first recorded by Long John Hunter, who spent some years playing in a club in Juarez, Mexico. Before we heard the Manish Boys, we heard Lowell Fulson. We heard Lowell Fulson doing a number called Blues Around Midnight. We're going to turn next year on the Blues Box to a band called Moonshine Society and a disc they had out back in 2019. It was their second disc, and they perform around the Washington, D.C. area. The basic elements of the group been together for quite a number of years. Got together back around 2007 or so. Here they are, though, with the title track to the disc, Sweet Things. Special guest on this track, Jason Reese on blues harp. I'm having trouble getting them lined up. Let's see what we can do about that. There we go. Sorry about that. I've noticed when we're making love, from 1950. That was a rollicking little number by a band that called themselves the Harlem Stars, recorded out of Houston, Texas. And that was Willie Mae Big Mama Thornton on vocals. This is about 3 years before she recorded what was to be her biggest hit, the Lieber and Stoller composition, The Hound Dog. Before we heard Big Mama Thornton, along with the Harlem Stars, we heard the band Moonshine Society doing the title track to their disc Sweet Thing that came out back in 2019. We turn next here on KRVS to Eddie Cleanhead Vincent, fine alto sax player and great jump blues vocalist. Here he is, recorded in New York City back in November of 1946. Eddie Cleanhead Vincent here on KRVS.
Boulder say he plays so dirty, take it away. Dirty and nasty, take him away. I thought I heard him say, I thought I heard Buddy Boulder shout, open up the window, let the blues get out. Open up the window, let the blues get out. I thought I heard the old man shout.
Jeannie and Jimmy Cheatham and the Sweet Baby Blues Band from a disc called Basket Full of Blues that came out back in 1992. That was their rendition of the Jelly Roll Morton tune about Buddy Bolden, one of the great early jazz pioneers out of New Orleans. Before hearing Jeannie and Jimmy Cheatham and their band, we heard Eddie Cleanhead Vincent from 1946 doing a number called Old Maid Boogie. We turn next to Irma Thomas. We're going to turn to her disc After the Rain, which was her post-Katrina release, a Grammy Award-winning disc. Came out in 2006. Here she is with Dirk Powell on fretless banjo and acoustic guitar, David Torkanowski on electric piano, James Singleton on bass, Stanton Moore on drums. Irma Thomas with a rendition of an old classic blues and old-time tune.
Make me down a pallet on the floor. soft, make it sweet, make it low, behind the door, make me down a pallet on the floor.
When I was in Missouri, would not let me be. When I was in Missouri, would not let me be. Wouldn't rest content until I came to Tennessee. If you follow me, babe, I turn your money green. Follow me, babe, I turn your money green. I show you more money Rockefeller ever seen. If the river was whiskey, baby, and I was a dub. River was whiskey, baby, and I was a dub. I'd dive to the bottom and I never would come up. Woman I hate, I see her every day. Woman I hate, I see her every day. But the woman I love, she's so far away. Talk about three-hearted, I clamor on his mane. Talk about three-hearted, I clamor on his mane. Give my woman money, broke her apron string. Oh, she give me was trouble, trouble all the time. Oh, she give me was trouble, trouble all the time. I've been troubled so long, trouble don't worry my mind. I've been down so long till it seemed like up to me. I've been down so long, seemed like up to me. Woman I love, hard like a rock in the sea. I would holler murder, but the Fagin town too small. Woman quit me, throw my trunk out the door.
From 1928, and from Memphis, Tennessee, that was Furry Lewis with a number called Turn Your Money Green. Before we heard Furry Lewis, we heard Irma Thomas from the disc After the Grain, again a post-Katrina release. A lot of the songs on that disc reflecting the heartbreak of the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina. We're going to turn next to a song that commemorates some of the heartbreak of the great Mississippi flood of 1927. Charlie Patton, the godfather of Delta Blues, recorded in Grafton, Wisconsin back in 1929. Charlie Patton here on KRVS with High Water Everywhere.
High water everywhere. Bad water at Blabber, don't talk Chinatown. It was 50 families and children, some of us taken down. The water was rising up in my friend's door. Water was riding up in my friend's door. The message drill. So what I was riding, caught up in my bed. The one I rode in got up to my bed. I thought I would take a trip now out on the big ice land. Oh, I hear the water going up on my door. Down. I couldn't get no further, let that thing on down. Oh, the water rising, and it's taking down. Then the water was rising, applets all around.
Water's all around.
It was 50 minutes till I saw the thing and drowned. Oh, Lord, women and groaning down. Oh, women children taking down.
Lord, have mercy.
I couldn't see nobody home. For no one to be found.
Thank you. if I don't get well no more. Yeah, I done had my fun. Oh, I might not get well no more. My health is failing me. Yes, I've gone down slow.
From his disc Friends, that was Eric Bibb along with special guest Taj Mahal. The disc came out in 2004. And that, of course, was a rendition of Going Down Slow, a number that Jimmy Odin, St. Louis Jimmy, recorded in Chicago back in the early 40s. Before we heard Eric Bibb with Taj Mahal, we heard Charlie Patton. Charlie Patton from 1929. That was from his second recording session. His first session was done in Indiana. This one in Grafton, Wisconsin. Two more sessions came before Charlie Patton departed us. We heard him doing a number called High Water Everywhere. Next here on KRVS, we're going to turn to Casey Bill Weldon. He came out of the Memphis scene back in the 1920s, worked a bit with the Memphis Jug Band, also with the later with Memphis Mini, Petey Wheatstraw, Bumblebee Slim, and a number of others. We're going to listen to him do a number that he recorded back in 1927 in Atlanta, a piece called Turpentine Blues that basically decries the condition of some of the turpentine camps that dotted the South and Southeast. Tampa Red had a similar recording of some turpentine blues. Casey Bill Weldon here on KRVS.
Going home and I'm morning woman. Joe can't carry you.
Oh, no.
Going home in the morning, Lord, I sure can't carry you.
They
don't
care about that
main thing. Ain't nothing up down there, Lord, a monkey woman can do. I don't want no jet black woman, Lord, to cook no pie for me.
Oh, so do I.
I don't want no jet black woman, Lord, to cook no pie for me. Cold black is evil, I'm scared she might pass on me. Some men love high yellow, boy, you give me my black abound. Some men love high yellow, boy, you give me my black abound.
Absolutely.
Cause you're bound to be with you when yellow puts you. And I wonder would a boy matchbox hold my clothes?
Matchbox now.
And I wonder would a matchbox hold my clothes? I ain't got so many, Lord, I got so far to go. Gonna wash my face in the dear old Mexico. Gonna wash my face in the dear old Mexico.
Mind if he's back here, though.
Gonna eat my breakfast 1,000 miles or more. What you gonna do, boy, when your trouble get like mine? What you gonna do, boy, when your trouble get like mine? Take your mouth full of sugar, boy, and drink a bottle of Tevon time.
Man, boy, that's nothing
Turpentine Blues, Casey Bill Weldon, again from 1927, recorded in Atlanta. And on the second guitar was somebody by the name of Val Stevens. He probably had the little extra vocal added in there. It's said by some that Casey Bill Weldon was married for a while to a Memphis Minnie. And also after he divorced Memphis Minnie, he was married to a blues singer, Geechee Wiley. Some of those stories are kind of hard to verify, but Casey Bill Weldon had a lot of good recordings out in the blues, that's for sure. You're listening to The Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS, broadcasting at 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles. We are online at krvs.org. KRVS is a public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. Programming on this station is made possible in part by a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and by listeners like you. We'd like to thank all of you out there that support us with your annual contributions. They are critical to our remaining on the air. And if you're not a member, we hope you'll consider membership. You can help us out anytime by hitting the donate button at krvs.org and pledging your financial support.